girls wear skirts like this. I don't want to be the oddball. Why can't I be like everybody else?
Make sure the things you let into your life are in tune with God, not the world. And Out of Tune is the name of my story, and I believe these are good verses to go along with it. They come from 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. Do not love the world or the things that are in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Our story, Out of Tune. Mom, are you coming to the concert at school this afternoon? Asked Kyla as she finished her breakfast. Megan and I are playing a flute duet, you know. I wouldn't miss it, Mom replied. As Kyla stood up from the table, Mom gasped. Where did you get that short skirt? She demanded. Well, didn't you see it when I came in? Asked Kyla. All of us girls in band decided to wear skirts for the concert. Sylvia gave me this one because it was too small for her. Well, it's too small for you too, declared Mom. Please go up and change into something else. Oh, Mom, whined Kyla. All the girls wear skirts like this. Why can't I be like everybody else? She stomped out of the room. When Kyla and Megan began their duet at the concert that afternoon, they realized at once that something was wrong. The notes they played just didn't sound right with the piano accompaniment. Embarrassed, the girls began to make mistakes. They were glad when the song was over and they could sit down. That was so humiliating, groaned Kyla when she joined her mother after the concert. Megan and I made sure our instruments were in tune with each other, but we didn't think to tune them with the piano. I don't know how we could have forgotten to do that. We sounded awful. I have heard you play better, agreed Mom, as they went out to the car. But if you've learned from this experience, it was worthwhile. Kyla nodded as she got into the car and waved to one of her classmates. Did you notice the other girl's skirts? She asked. Mom nodded. Yes, I did, she said. I get the idea you think it's okay to go along with the popular fads, that if everyone's doing it, it must be all right. Can you understand that you might be in tune with the standards of the world, but out of tune with God's standards? If you're going to be out of tune with anybody, it needs to be with the world and not with the Lord. Well, how about you? Do you wear whatever's in style? Or listen to the same music and watch the same TV shows as everyone else? That's fine if it's something God would approve of, but the world embraces many things that go against the standards that God has set for Christians. Make sure the things you let into your life are in tune with God, not the world. Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And our key thought, be in tune with God. Lots of kids go to a school where they have to wear a uniform. If you're one of them, you have to be like everyone else. But it's still important to make sure you're in tune with God and not with the world. I'm Uncle Charlie. You've been listening to Keys for Kids, a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Supported by caring listeners like you, and on the web at keysforkids.org.